Dear viewers of Madani channel, let's listen about slandering, its punishment, and how to repent from it. First of all, the definition of slander is to falsely accuse someone in their presence or absence is slander. In other words, if you attribute untrue statements and accusations against a person in his presence or absence, this is considered slander. Now, the punishment, what is the punishment of a slander? The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, whoever relays a fault of a Muslim brother which does not exist in him, Allah Almighty will keep him in the waste, pus, and the blood of the dwellers of hell until he exits the statements that he made. Now let's listen about how to repent from slandering. Dear viewers, repenting from the sin of slandering has three necessary conditions. Number one, a firm intention to abstain from committing slander. Number two, if possible, seeking forgiveness from the person whose rights you have infringed, provided that asking someone to forgive you will not cause further discord. And number three, confess your guilt and admit that you made false accusations in front of those people to whom you have relayed the false accusations. In other words, tell the truth that the statements you made about so and so person are untrue. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.